unless he's traveling by the river, which I kind of highly doubt of a boat of that size, so I don't know. I don't know what's off the closest coastal town that they'd go out of from there.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Yeah, look it up, but it doesn't mean that's where he's going out of. I mean, he's got multiple ports he can go out of, so no telling. But anyway, yeah, right on. That'd be a good trip. Definitely. Good for you.
Yeah, it's coming at the perfect time and is actually, like, going pretty smoothly on getting permission from work and all that.
I hear that. Yeah, that picture you sent me that you picked up, that's pretty nice. It looks real nice. Now you just got to go out and shoot it.
That's what I did yesterday. And it shoots really nicely. I just need to adjust the front sight because it shoots way high.
Is your rear adjustable? I didn't notice that. You'd probably get a lot better elevation drop on your rear.
When I set the rear sight to its lowest setting, I'm still shooting about 4 feet high at 100 yards.
Holy moly. Yeah, I don't see. I see what type of front sight that has on it. But I don't see. There's not enough of it showing. You got it clipped in the picture. Yeah, but isn't that like a wheel? Isn't that a wheel elevation adjustment on the front?
The front sight is threaded, so yeah, that's adjustable. But the rear sight, it just has, the only adjustments is like, you know, 25 yards, 100 yards, 200 yards, 300 yards, etc.
Okay, so it's the old, it's an older style. I see what you're saying. I don't know. I don't have a picture. I mean, I see what you're saying. I see the sight, the rear sight, but yeah, I can't see the adjustments on it unless you got a close-up. Hey, I'll check it out. I'll see it whenever time that is.